And I guess I'd actually have another question. When I've spoken to people about their experiences of listening in group situations, a lot of people that I've spoken to have said that things like accents or pitch or the speed, the tone that someone uses really affects how they can listen. What is something that you might suggest could be enacted within groups to be able to listen more openly and not to let these judgments cloud our capacity to listen to the content of what someone's saying?
Mm-hmm. That depends on the possibility you have to make some exercise with this group, you know. First thing that helps is what you perceive personally, even without speaking about. And if you have in a group several people haven't learned to listen in this very open way we have trained today, you know, to listen without knowing what you before, you know, what you want to listen, but really to let happen the words and the sounds. So, you know, this will change the atmosphere of listening in the group. It's very spectacular sometimes. So if you have the possibility to make work the group a little bit before, you know, I think the most easy and quickest way, perhaps, is just to try to take some minutes to listen without speaking, without making movements, the silence. So the space for listening is opening, you know. And other things can happen, and people will perceive without knowing it, perhaps, that all these little details, you know, about pitchings and dialects and accents and so, don't really matter. And they will have the possibility to perceive more the message, the deeper message, not this exterior aspects, you know, I think. It's about listening too, I think, yeah, that you can take away to change this kind of concentration on difficulties or...